You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Welcome along to William Hill's boxing podcast, a big cruiserweight unification fight to look forward to, sponsored by William Hill as well. And who better to talk about it than Steve Bunce on the line. Hey Steve, you well?
Yeah, good. I wonder if, because these two guys are big guys, we could have a little bit of wordplay with unification and call it unit-fication.
I like
Ooh,
it.
I'm liking that. Because Alexander Usyk is a unit. Let's get that right.
He is indeed, yeah. We'll come on to those two in a bit. There's an interesting undercard here, Buncey. A fair few fights. There's some short prices here. So I thought if we maybe run through it, give your thoughts on each one and maybe pick out a bet as we go through the undercard and see if we can put an acca together.
That makes sense. I mean, but if we get three or four or five together, we should be able to give a little bit of value.
Yeah, let's see if we can make that work. The only one we haven't got loads of markets on is Sam Hyde's fight. He's 13 and 1, the one being the draw, not a loss. Six KOs for him so far. This is for a vacant WBA Intercontinental Cruiserweight title, Bunty. So there is a title of sorts on the line here. How are you pronouncing his opponent's surname?
Ryakpor? I think it's Ryakpor, yeah.
Well, if you're going with that, I'm going to go with
nice
that as well.
Kid. He's a big tall kid. He can box a little bit. And this is I hate to say it, this might be the most competitive fight on the undercard.
Who wins it?
You know what? I'm not really sure.
Yeah, Hyde's the outsider at 7-4. Ryakpor is 4-9. This is the only one where we haven't got, like, you know, round betting and all the rest of it at the moment. Maybe there on Saturday. We're recording this on Friday. But if we're going to put this in the acca, then you're just going to have to pick a winner.
Yeah,
if you don't want to put it in the acca, you don't have to. I'm not forcing you into it.
I'll tell you why, because they're both young prospects and such. And with young prospects, there's no easy guide and form line because they're beating men they're meant to beat. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
You know, Ryakpor, I think he'll be a little bit taller and he's a little bit smarter. But it's a real toss-up. I haven't seen either of them have to fight yet. I've seen them fight, but I haven't seen either of them have to fight. So you might as well have not seen them. You know exactly what I mean by that. Let's go for Ryakpor.
Okay.
Points.
Yeah. He's a 4-9 favourite, so we'll just stick him in at 4-9 over 10 rounds, that one. Moving on to the fight scheduled for 7 o'clock, Dave Allen versus Ariel Esteban Bracamonte. Great name. Allen's 1-50, 5-0, 12-1 his opponent. We've got a few markets around on this one. Dave Allen's record, amazing price for someone whose record reads 15-4-2. Two KOs in his losses and 12 KOs in his wins. So whichever way it goes, someone usually ends up getting KO'd. Two draws in that list there. He's come off the back of two wins against Nick Webb and Samir Nebo. His opponent is obviously an outsider here in where anyone can win this fight. 25-year-old out of Argentina, 8 wins. Stopped 5 of his opponents. He's lost once and been stopped once himself. Usually fights in Argentina, so this will be a bit of the unknown for him fighting at the MEN, Buncey. 1-50, I mean, it's unbelievably short, but there's a few ways of betting here. There's an enhanced odds. Allen to win in rounds 3 or 4 is 3-1, and we've got each individual round priced up, method of result, and a few other bets here. So we can maybe find a bit of value in the actual, other markets here.
Well, sometimes with Allen, he lacks a little bit of urgency and can plod his way through. If he's got a bit of a rocket behind him, he might try and get it done quick. Let's make it worthwhile. Let's look at those middle rounds. Let's look at rounds, 3 and 4. Let's look at it like that. He'll stop the guy, I'm convinced. So let's look at 3 and 4, make it a bit of value.
Yeah,
or just a stoppage, either one of those two.
Yeah, well, I mean, for the purpose of an acca, we probably don't need to go any further than that. The stoppage is priced up at 1-5, so we can stick that in. It's still a bit short, but we'll stick that in. And if you want a little bet on this one individually, that 3-1 for rounds 3 or 4 is the way to go. Next up, we're looking at the Ricky Burns-Scott Cardle fight. But see, 1-6 Burns, 4-1 Cardle, 20-1 the price for the draw. I mean, look at Burns' record, 42-7-1, 15 KOs in his 42 wins. I mean, this is his 51st fight, Buncey. Been around forever and obviously enjoyed his career throughout. Seems to have been around forever, doesn't he? And fought some... some proper opponents. Scott Cardle's record, 23 wins, 7 stoppages, 2 losses. He's been stopped once himself and a draw in there. The 29-year-old who fights out of Lytham St Annes in Lancashire. Interesting fight this one, isn't it, Buncey?
Yeah, it's a good fight. It might end up being a trade fight, but it's still a good fight. Burns, obviously well past those days when he won 3 world titles at 3 different weights. But I still fancy him here. But this is one of those fights where I might change my opinion after 10 seconds.
Right.
Because I might think, oh my gosh, time's quite of him.
Really,
there are very few boxers active in the world now with 51 fights who are winners. There are lots of guys that have had 50 fights. There are dozens in Britain that have won 3 or 4 of them. But there are so few active with 50 fights with basically a winning record. You know, there are some in the world. There's some floating around. They pop up on cards. But it's a real rare thing. And going forward, Lee, we might do this for 10 more years. Mm. We might not have a guy that's won, 45, 46 fights ever again and lost 5 or 6 or 7. We might not, when Ricky Burns goes, that might be it. We might not have any more coming through with those type of stats. I fancy Burns on points, but it's a real asterisk attached. Because if Cardell's found some, a new lease of life, then he might just be too mobile and too quick. I fancy it goes points. I fancy Burns on points.
Burns on points is 5-4. So nice little price to add in there. 1-6, as I say, to win the fight. So, yeah, Burns on points. There's a load of markets there. Again, loads of alternate group round betting and all sorts. So check out the website, williamhill.com, or have a look at the app for that one. Next up, let's have a look at Josh Kelly versus Walter Fabian Castillo. Should be a market for best opponent's name.
Yeah, not bad tonight, is it?
Decent. 1-100, Josh Kelly. 33-1 the draw, 16-1 Castillo. That's short enough, that bunch, isn't it? 7-0 Kelly, of course. Castillo 13-2-0. What do you make of this one? Is it, 1-100, no one's going to back Kelly at 1-100. You don't even want to put that in an acca because it drags it down. But the Sunderland lad gets it done. Does he get it done within the distance?
Yeah, he stops him. It's a tough opponent. It's a tough, durable opponent. But it's one of those, obviously Josh Kelly's got to get out before Christmas because he's got to have had X fights by the end of 2018. Kelly will stop him. He doesn't necessarily rush his work, so let's look at 4 and 5. We'll be specific, but he'll stop him before 5.
Yeah, the stoppage itself is 1-7, so pretty short. But we'll stick that in because we're building a little acca here. There's an enhanced odds if you think he will do it quicker than Buncey thinks. Then rounds 1 and 2 is 5-2. Round three on its own is 9-2. Round 4 is 5-1. So have a look at those if you fancy around betting on that one. Before we get on to the main event, Buncey, one other fight to look at, and that's Anthony Crawler versus Dord Jordan. The price is 1-3 Crawler, 12-5 Jordan, 20-1 the price for the draw. So this is the shortest or the closest fight we've had in terms of betting, other than that first one we looked at, that Sam Hyde fight. Crawler, 33-6-3, 3 draws. He's been stopped once himself, of course, in those losses. Jordan is a Indonesian fighter, Buncey. 38 wins, 26 stoppages, 3 defeats. He's been stopped once himself. Fought all over the place, Buncey, this guy, hasn't he? All over
the
world, basically. I don't know if he's fought in the UK before. I don't think he has. Fought in the States a couple of times, but yeah, he's fought all over the world. How much do we know about this chap? Because he's got a big record. I'm looking down, and there's a few names in there.
A few names on there. What we know about him is what we know about all of the guys that come in who we've never seen before is we do a little search, we look on YouTube, but mostly we just compare. And then we look at what weights they've come in at beforehand and work out, if it's a dangerous fight, and just how dangerous it is. It's not that dangerous. It's a fight against a guy with a few names on his opponent. I was thinking that Crawler might get to him, but you reminded me that he's only been stopped the once. I'm going to go Crawler on points. I think there's a couple of grand plans for Crawler's goodbye next year. You know, his adios fight, so to speak. I'm going Crawler on points, sets up a grand exit.
Yeah, 8-13 the price for Crawler to win that on points. Again, another enhanced odds here. Crawler to win by stoppage is 5-1, so a bit bigger price, but obviously the points is where the smart money is on that one. So loads of enhanced odds. We're sponsoring this card because it's a Matchroom card, so that's why there's plenty of value there. There'll be a special bet available on Usyk versus Bellew. You won't find a better price on round betting either, so it's time to have a look at this one, Buncey. Looks an absolute belter, and the build-up's been great. Just before we get going with it, we've got a couple of clips to play. Just first of all, let's have a listen to what Tony Bellew's got to say about the fight, who's obviously going to be... I listened to him on your podcast a couple of times, the BBC podcast this week, Buncey, and always great value. I saw a clip saying this was the press conference for Usyk Bellew. Not surprisingly, Usyk doesn't say an awful lot in this clip.
It doesn't get any bigger than this. Everybody who loves sport, everybody who loves boxing, this is the pinnacle, the undisputed cruiserweight championship of the world.
I've shown what I can do at heavyweight, and believe you me, I will show even more what I can do at cruiserweight, because I am only faster, sharper, possibly even stronger at cruiserweight. But I go in here, and for the first time genuinely in my life, I feel like I meet a man who has exceptional skills, an exceptional amount of talent. He has everything I have besides that one thing, and that's the fact that I can switch someone's lights out within 1 second.
Is Oleksandr Usyk the best, in your opinion, that you will ever share a ring with?
Yes.
Why?
He is the ultimate test. There is nothing this man cannot do, Adam, in a boxing ring. He's the most complete fighter I've ever faced. The only chance I have is a puncher's chance. I cannot outbox this man. He is a formidable opponent. He has everything that any boxer could possibly want. And even worse than that, he's an audible southpaw. I got labelled the bank robber last time. Don't call me the bank robber no more. Call me the belt robber. Because that's all I'm robbing Saturday night. I'm robbing all four of them belts and I'm taking them back to Liverpool. Something that we never as a city, as a country, have ever even seen or dreamed of. No fighter from this country is ever going to do what I'm going to do on Saturday night. I'm going to do it. Believe you me. And you know what? Just so they give a parting gift, even after this is over, this fighter, he's going to go on and win a version of the heavyweight title. Mark my words, he is that good. He's exceptional. But it's just styles make fights, and I'm going to prove that on Saturday night.
Tony Bellew in his shy as ever. We did want to get a clip of Usyk on here, though, so we've, with the help of his translator at the start, his thoughts on, I think he was asked the question. It's a funny thing, Bunch, isn't it? Because he looks mean. He's got the eyes. But actually, when you see him being interviewed properly, he's actually quite a nice guy. This was his answer when he was asked by IFL TV if he was going to knock Bellew out and what he was going to do to Bellew in the ring. This is what he said.
My belief is in Lord, in love, and in friendship.
Thank you so much, my British fans. See you Saturday.
So they couldn't get him to do any trash talk, and he just believes in the Lord, in love and friendship, which he doesn't come across like that, does he? But the hype is that he's a monster, that he's going to do all sorts of terrible things to Bellew. Bellew's even having to sell the fight himself there, really, isn't he, to get people to kind of buy into this. On the one hand, Bellew's saying this is the greatest guy who's ever, you know, pulled on a pair of gloves. On the other hand, he's saying, I'm still going to beat him. And something doesn't quite ring true for me.
Well, those are the contradictions we have in boxing, and especially in Tony Bellew. You know, here's a man that praises people out of sight and then adds, I hope he's going to be okay afterwards and I hope he can come back and win a world title. Praises men out of sight and says, you know, unfortunately, I'm going to knock him out. You know, his belief is unshakable. He's a better fighter now than he's ever been. And I really mean that. I mean, you know, he's always been a good fighter. People forget that, you know. There's a sort of half a myth that, you know, Bellew wasn't much of a fighter. He was a terrific amateur. He was a really good first, you know, early part of his career pro. He came up short in 2 world title fights. He had to survive a couple of knockdowns in British and Commonwealth title fights. He won the British, the Commonwealth and the European title at a couple of different weights, admittedly. And he only loses to the very, very best. And then, of course, the David Haye fight came along and basically all bets are off because he rewrote how we promote and sell a fight. You know, a fight that made no sense 5 minutes before it was announced, that made every sense 5 minutes after it was announced. Well, this is the same way. Let's get this right. Before Bellew won the World Boxing Super Series and added the four belts to his collection, Tony Bellew and Alexander Usyk were never mentioned in the same sentence. And suddenly the monster, as Bellew calls Usyk, said, good, now I fight Bellew. Bellew picked up the phone and said, absolutely, good, now I fight Usyk. And here we are, about 2 months later, with a really odd fight on our hands because the intensity's there. Don't imagine there's no intensity. The rivalry's there. There's animosity there. But there's no need for stupidity. Usyk just doesn't understand it. I was up in Manchester at the press conference on Thursday, the head-to-head, and you could just tell Usyk didn't get what was going on. You know, he was trying to work out what was going on. You know, he's got the fight. It's a sellout. It'll do well on pay-per-view. He's guaranteed his money. He just couldn't work out what was going on. And Bellew kind of gave up trying to push it too much and did the sensible thing. Talked about how good Usyk is and how good he'll have to be to overcome him. And it was one of those fights where you actually can't really disagree with anything. Eddie Hearn was right in that clip there. This is the pinnacle. This is good. It's rare. It's brilliant. And there is a massive what-if attached to this. Because everything suggests that Usyk will just remain calm and manoeuvre himself and land enough punches to leave Bellew in a position that he'll need that KO punch he talks about. But it's been a long time since he took someone out cold. It's been a long time since he took someone out in a fight where he was trailing, and it's never taken out anybody like Usyk, whose chin has never been under a cloud of suspicion, doubt, or even questioned. I'm struggling to see anything other than an Usyk win, but I also struggle to see Bellew beating Hay in the first fight.
Yeah, true.
In the second fight, I said it was a dogfight. Anybody was going to win, but in the first fight, it was all Hay, Hay, Hay. Of course, what we didn't know then was the type of injuries and the severity of the injuries David Hay had that night when he entered the ring. Usyk's got no problems. He's got no fears, no injuries, no secret injuries. And we know this. We absolutely know this. He's too professional and he doesn't need the money. Hay needed the money, let's be brutally honest. Can Bellew cut him on the chin and knock him out? Absolutely. The bomber can do that. He's hit people on the chin. But even if he were to drop him, I just have a feeling Usyk is big enough, strong enough and smart enough for all of his amateur experience, world championship gold medals, European gold medals, Olympic gold medals, to be able to survive if that happens. I look at it and I just can't see anything other than Usyk slowly wearing Bellew down and Bellew going out. I don't even need to say it, going out like the true warrior that he is. Because he might annoy people, he might anger people, but what no one can ever do is question Tony Bellew's heart and guts and desire. So I can't see anything other than an Usyk win, and I just have a feeling it might be before the final bell.
Yeah, so Usyk to win, full stop is 1-6. Bellew's 9-2. The draw, 28-1. The method of result, Usyk by stoppage is 5-6. By decision is 7-4. If you think that Bellew's going to win by stoppage, then it's 11-2. But that's actually been boosted as well to 7-1. So you're getting an extra price there. Either fighter to win in the first three rounds is 7-1. And a few of those hashtag your odds bets around here. Buncey, most people listening to this, we normally say this, most people listening probably will be a boxing fan. We'll get some, you know, people who are general sports fans who listen.
Sure.
Normally it's kind of a case of like, you know, boxing fans know most of, you know, the opponents that we talk about. I mean, they know enough about the kind of the bigger fighters. This is an odd one where I think even some boxing fans are a bit like, I've heard this guy's name, but I don't really know who he is. Now, you know, I know, you know, you've been watching him for a while. You know, great amateur pedigree, won world championships, obviously 2012. You know, was a star of the show really at 2012, wasn't he? And he's only had 15 pro fights. You know, 11 KOs, obviously all wins. You know, he's one of those kind of new breed of fighters who comes into the pro game and really takes it by storm.
Semi-form. Yeah, well, you know, and a lot of those pro fights, remember Lee. You know, he didn't mess around here, so you know there was no need for him to mess around. You know, he didn't have 10 fights against nobody.
No.
You know, he was in quick. I think, you know, it's about the 9th or 10th fight. He goes to Poland to win the WBO title from a Polish guy. And then he makes a defence against basically a German hero in Mario Huck, Marco Huck, rather, in Germany. And then he goes to Latvia to beat another world champion in his home yard, Boris Bredesen. Then he goes to Moscow to beat Murat Gassiev, who was unbeaten in 26 fights in his home country. So four of his last six have gone to 12. But they're all fights that, you know, we've used the word here, enhanced odds. They're all fights that enhance your career. So, you know, a fighter can have 23 fights and he's met four boxers that had a half a chance of winning a round or two. Look at some of the fights we talked about earlier on here today. Josh Kelly having his eighth fight and is at 1-100. Now, I'm not being funny. What's Josh Kelly learning in that fight? You know, so let's be honest. Let's tell the truth here. Usyk hardly had a gimme. Usyk, like Vasily Lomachenko, his Olympic teammate and his friend and his gym mate, like Vasily Lomachenko, they started off, you know, on the real start line. They didn't go on the warm-up track. Now, that's great if you're an Usyk or a Lomachenko. That is not the formula that we can do with everybody, which is why our professionals, our young pros, even our Olympians, guys like Josh Kelly, guys like Anthony Fowler, that's why we bring them along slower, because they don't arrive formed at the professional start line. Guys like Usyk, 31 years of age now, if I'm not mistaken, turned pro at about 27 or 28, 28. Yeah, these guys, they're a different breed. And I mean that, you know, that's not... I'm not suggesting anything other than they're just different humans, you know. And so when you see someone like Usyk, and Bellew's right, you know, Bellew's not hyping it. This guy at the moment is a monster. You know, he's getting inside the heads of unbeaten guys who are fighting on their doorsteps. He's getting inside their heads. He won't get inside Bellew's head. I'm just not convinced that any version of Bellew at cruiserweight beats Alexander Usyk. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Bellew's going to lose because he's 35 years of age.
No.
This is a great fighter.
Yeah. I mean, it's like I followed Bellew's career very closely. You know, obviously he lost to Cleverly back in 2011. No shame there. Cleverly was you know, on the crest of a wave at the time. Then he lost to Adonis Stevenson. And, you know, I mean, I see
no
this...
No shame there.
No, absolutely. I see this being maybe on a similar kind of part to that. Adonis Stevenson was a level above. I think that, you know, and he was stopped in the sixth round and went out on his shield pretty much. I can see a similar kind of thing happening here. Maybe it going a bit longer because maybe Usyk isn't quite as explosive as Adonis Stevenson was back then in 2013. Buncey, there's a bet here that I wonder if you like. Usyk to win in rounds 7-12, the second half of the fight, 7-4, just under 2-1.
Yeah, that's my bet, Luke.
Yeah, because Usyk on points is same price, 7-4. But
no,
I think
no, I like that 7-12. That's 7-12. Second half of the fight. That's the bet.
Right, here's the let's have a look at the ACA then I've put together. We've got Rita Paul at 4-9 to win the fight, full stop. We've got Dave Allen by TKO at 1-5, or, you know, any stoppage, KO or DQ. Burns by decision at 5-4, Kelly by stoppage at 1-7, Crawler by decision at 8-13, and then we've got Usyk in rounds 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 or 12 at 7-4. If you boost that, so if you log into your account on the William Hill site on the app and you hit the bet boost button, you get just over 21-1 there, Buncey.
Get in.
We like that, don't
away.
We?
Little, it's like giving money away.
Little five on that. Five on that. If it lands, you're getting your you're getting 100 quid, but you can put a quid on that and you're going to pay for your pay per view pretty much, aren't you, Buncey?
Oh, that's the way I look at it. What a pleasure and a delight.
Cheers, Buncey. Have a great weekend.
Lee, thanks very much. Speak to you soon.
Buncey in cracking form as always. All those prices available on the app on williamhill.com. Remember, if you log in, you've got that bet boost there. You get a daily bet boost, so you can use it on trebles or bigger. So if you're putting together a treble on your boxing or your footy, whatever it is, you can mix sports. Then as soon as you get three in there or more, you'll see the black and yellow button there, and it'll give you a bit of extra. It's about 18-1 before the bet boost, so you get an extra 3 points on top of your bet, which is decent. There'll also be a flash odds around 7 o'clock, and that'll be an enhanced price for an hour only. Maximum stakes apply on that, so make sure you check it out. Make sure you're around the website or the app. It'll be on Twitter as well around 7 o'clock, and they'll push out a special bet. Flash odds, William Hill sponsoring the night. Should be a cracker. I can't wait. I know you can't as well. If you're having a bet on any of the boxing on Saturday, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.